Israel or not, is reverend to Titus. So Titus is more humble. The Israelites are without his might and fear, they were clear. Mishum, Shetayim, Tom, to be Majma, be Yerushalmi, the Rish, Dosh. In other words, this, now this halacha of Chizite is not only a chiyuv, regarding the leader of Israel. Everyone who has to be taken, of course, if you meant today, well, it doesn't have to be taken, because if you really meant today, in the homeland, from Mele, it's not tired to say that this Takonet Chachomim is the twice to this kind of Israel. But when the day is man of value, when men have to be taken in order to be able to leave the Tale, so there it was also required to make a decision. It was also required to make a decision. So he said, from Mele, but the Chachomim makes sense. From that chiyuv of Chizkiyahu. Why? Because one who is not at the end, so usually they will not stay there. So if he is a non-chiyuv, has to be stay there, so then he has to be with the Chizkiyahu. But the only thing behind him, we are accustomed to make Chizkiyahu all the time. So in many ways, there was no takonia of Chris, because most of the time they had no Dovarachese anyway, because they were so accustomed to be there, so they made sure that they did not do heavy Dovarachese. So they did not have this mighty idea in the age of Jesus, which is the thing you don't need to imagine the result of Israel. But the Orchid Nevada is above, they would call it Nevada. Who did come out after the king in the Tabi Samina? So the more, so what the name is the Raya to Rabbi, again, Rabbi. So, because from this we see, Borch and Ivan is over the topic of the topic of the Raya, because the topic of Mishi is about that. So, the topic of Mishi is about that. So, but according to Rabbi, we are not tailored. So according to Rav Chizkiyahu, so we do not say what the topic is like that. So Samuel Hotom, we say, I'm going to come out of this question. The Israel we talk about. Och name, I'm in the name of the Scott of the Lord, we should ask him to go there. Och name, I'm in the name of the Lord, or is the other way to say. Och name, is the other way to say. The more you say, that in Israel, the name of the Lord. Now, tell me, the record is newly a hoche, wie die Mitte in der Mitte hatte. Die Gericht Mitte die Komma Rotto, die Holatare in Asu auf Gabo von Matria Kuhn ist mehr. Die sind doch Hotto mit Verlecho. Die haben die Komma auch gekostet. Die haben immer Mitte in der Rehodo mit Mitte. Die hohe Namen Mitte haben die Himmel auch gekostet. Die Himmel Lohen ist Kato. Die haben ja Zack und Pogung gedacht. Das ist die sehr importante Mitte in der Geschichte. Sehr importante Mitte. Der Fühl ist so zu realisieren. Think of that Kitake. Now, what do you say? Here we say, the Sakim Israel, the Himalo Israel. So that's the reason why Raphim said that in the case of Raphim, the Sakim Israel is a woman. Even if he was not Shiva Bratton and Kalayay. So we are here in the hockey. Why are we saying the Hokkaido? Because the half, the stacking originally was the body. Now it is the pop. Now the question is, when did it become a pop? Did it become a problem after the completion of the treaty? And it was this gone through the Etimach Rekkes, or it became a problem before the treaty? Who is collision? Who is the habitation? So Rav Chizkiyahu says that we rely on the Chesed body of the Tzaddik. The original status of the Tzaddik was the body. Now it's problem. The question is, did it become a problem Efter det skridt och våldet skridt i framtiden säger vi att det är mirakel. And we assume that it became a problem after the shrift. It was used up to its collision with the Etimatrex. Why are we saying it? Because of the Hezkel's Bodo Kapital. So, but Matinikin by Tokolovo, there we cannot detail and Hazoke, because there we have the very thing in the purse. Why? Hari Tobu Fanecho, you cannot say Tobu Fanecho, because that's the question, he is Tobu. Tobu doesn't mean just because he's wet. Tobu means that there was a filet, and we see he has a hair on his shoulder. So he has hair on his shoulder. So the question is he Tobu? So there is a very thing. Matei came here, we can still say, we rely on the Hezkel's Bodek of the Saki, and the Hezkel's Bodek of the Saki. But why? Because there is no rain of the rain. There is no rain of the rain. The Saki, he said, and the course of Rabbi of Rakshime, we already discussed that Machoke, Rabbi of Rakshime. So the course of Rakshime is a division of some male and Chota, so Kotar is not all that of his Tayoki that Tono, but Yoshi Sarad Matoi. But the course of Rabbi of Rakshime, so even Yoshi Sarabi, that were subject to Yoshi Sarabi in his place in Toyo. But here is not considered subject, here is considered Vada. Why? And the Gemara says the reason, the Gemara in the Midrash of Day says, because it started late. Why? Because over there it's like this. Midrash Dinon is a chosa. So originally the Midrash had a cheskat shom. So from the point of view of the cheskat shom of the Midrash, you should say, when did the Midrash become a chosa? The Mitzvah became a chotah only today, but all the Tfilas that took place from Mitzvah till today, from Mitzvah till today, were good for us. This is what we should say from the point of view of the Cheskat Shomer of the Mitzvah. But then the Gavre paid the Cheskat Shomer. He was original Shomer. The question is, these were the two Mepokai as a result of his emergence, the Gavre or the Kehle. So, had the Cheskat Shomer. That's one reyeshe, again, is the Cheskat Shomer of the Mishke. The Cheskat Shomer of the Gavre or the Kehle is the reyeshe, as again, the Cheskat Shomer of the Mishke. And then there is another reyeshe in the Cheskat Shomer of the Mishke, because it's Chatzir Olivareno. So there are two reyeshe in respect to the Cheskat Shomer of the Mishke. Number one, the Chazoke is the Neged, the Chazoke of Cheskat Shomer of the Gavre, of the Kehle, and the Chota Lufaneinu of the Mishke. So two Reyeshes we have two Chesreines in the Cheskat Shomer of the Mishke. So the Cheskat Shomer of the Mishke. So because of that it's considered Vada'i Tomei. It's considered Vada'i Tomei because we have two reyeshes. In the Cheskat Shomer of the Mitzvah. So why does Rav Chisda say, Hatechin Tisak, we need to be Gumo. Even if we should have brought some Kralyu. So we rely on the Cheskat, Shomer of the Tati. The Cheskat Shomer of the Cheskat Boduk of the Sakin, of the Cheskat Boduk of the Sakin, but we have two Reyeshes in the two Cheskreines. The same way as over there, we have two Reyeshes in respect to the Cheskat Boduk of the Sakin. First of all, in Bodum of Aneinu, just as over there we have that Reyeshes, the Mikri Chaser of Aneinu. So here too, it's Pogum Lepaneinu, and then כנגד, כנגד רי דוד התייחס כך, בודוק of the Saki, of the Saki, we have the Behimo בחייהו. So we have the Behimo בחייהו בחזקת יפר המלך. בחזקת יפר המלך. So we, again we have Tarot of the Lord. So how is it that over there because of the Tarot of the Lord? So the Rabbonon say in the Mishneh, that it's coming even the Shusarabi, because it's not topic. It's Vadai. And here, Rav Chisda says that it's Mutter. Why? Because of the Cheskas. Both of the Saki. But there are two reasons to the Chazot. Chotel is problem with what I know. And then, the Chazot is connected. That the Chazot is obeying of the Chayyeh or the Cheskas Yisrael. So it's Mamed. And now we get to the case of Mitzvah Yisrael Yisrael. That's the reason. יש בימה, אישה מאוהותו, מיצר אימא אחות הבת כולל, כביקום אחות. In other words, when do we say, over there we say, it seems that there is part of a reality, so we cannot rely on the chetka. Seems there is part of a reality, so we cannot rely on the Cheskas Boduk of this, and I'm sorry, on the Cheskas Sholim of the Mitzvah, the Cheskas Sholim of the Mitzvah, and the Cheskas Sholim of the Mitzvah, that is the Chazok in Mikore, the Cheskas Chesketagur. That's the Chesketagur, the Chazok in Mikore, and it's the Chesketagur. So, in other words, actually, that is the whole of the concept. He's saying, all that he's saying, according to Rabbunah, because according to Rabbunah, there is no caste. So it's Mamish, the same thing, like Mr. Shemista. But the caste is directed against Rabbunah. So he says, Rabbunah is the whole that Chetka Haguf, the Chetka Haguf is stronger, is strong enough, even in face of Tartarus. Chetka Haguf, he's wrong even in face of that way. And that's the reason exactly is why Rav Chisda says here that Hashem can be starting with the Zumo even without Shiva Bhattam Kalayim. So we can be similar to Hokkaido that it was Nizgam, the Nizmafeket. Why? Because of the Cheskas Agur, the Cheskas Sholem, the Cheskas Boru, because of that. So it's like Cheskas Agur. So we are saying, true, this Cheskas Agur, this Cheskas Sholem of the Saki has two ways, two Chesreines. One way is the fact that it's born with one Eino, and the other is because the name of the Chayei or the Cheskas Yisrael. So that's only Cheskas Din. There is a difference between Cheskas Agur and Cheskas Din. Cheskas Din. So Cheskas Agur is stronger than Cheskas Din. Cheskas Din. That's only a legal thing. I mean, originally, so the Behemo was the Cheskas Yisra. Was the Cheskas Yisra. So that's only Cheskas Din. But that's not Cheskas Agur. So the Shita is that Cheskas Agur is so strong that we can rely on Cheskas Agur even in face of two reyes, not only in face of one reyes. Here we have two reyes, Pogum Koneinu, and then the Zrim of the Chayil of the Cheskas Yisrael. So why don't we say the same thing vis-a-vis the Mishneh of Mikri Gemilda Mishachotea? So there we have the Cheskas Sholem of the Mikveh, the Cheskas Sholem of the Mikveh, that's the Cheskas Agur. And two, we have two reyeses. One reyese is Chasir Ufaneinu, and the other reyese is the original status, legal status of Tomei. That's only Cheskas Adin. So Cheskas Agur should prevail over and above the two reyeses of Chaser Olifaneinu in the Chesed Adin, because originally he had the legal status of Tomei, so the answer is, over there, we cannot rely on the Chesed Aguf or the Chesed framework, because if the question is this, if the Chaser could take place in a split second, then you cannot. It's, for example here, the Pgam in the Saki, the Saki had originally was a book without any knack. It was inspected before the book. Now we see it's spoken. But that Pgam takes place all the time in a split second. It's not a gradual thing. A Pgam doesn't occur gradually. In a split second, whenever the Saki collides with something very hard, so it gamma occurs. So it is something that occurs instantaneously. It's not a process. It doesn't occur as a result of a gradual process. So maybe we can rely. Since the gamma is something that occurs in a split second, not something that takes place in the course of a gradual process. So Rav Chisda holds we can rely on the Chesed Aguf of the Chesed Boduk of the Sakun in face of Turei. Mashiach came over there. We cannot rely on the Chesed Aguf, the Shleimo of the Mitzvah, in face of Turei, because Chisorim of a Mitzvah is not something that occurs in the course of a split second. In other words, we listen, so it has 60 shots. Now we measure the mitzvah, so it has only 30 shots, 20 shots. Now it didn't take place, this diminution did not take place as a result of one thing in a split second. It's the course of time. So you cannot say, so in other words, when can you rely on Chazokah if you can say, let's say it's got its time. So the question is, when did it happen? When did the Sakin become a problem? Did the Sakin become a problem in the split second, that it collided with the Eo B'Sashchiteh? Or the Sakin became a problem in the split second when it collided again with the Etzem HaFetz? So since the question is, did it happen this split second, or did it happen that split second? So we say, we rely on Chazokah, and we say, originally, it had the Cheskas Bodu, it had the Tango. So the question is, this Bodu terminate the split second when it touched the day of Zashchiteh, or the split second when it touched the Tzema Freket. So because of the Cheskas Bodu, we say, it happened, this status quo change, the split second that it touched the Etzem HaFetz. Mashiach over there, if we could say, now, the mitzvah was measured in Nisan, and it was found to have 60 sot. Now in Chesed, we measure it, and it's found to have 20 sot. Now, so many people and so many Kelim were immersed in that mitzvah. So, could we say that the diminution took place up to the last minute today in Cheshvan? I mean, it's impossible. So, the diminution has taken place gradually, in the course of a long time. But the question is, when did it start? So can anyone say it started when? It started the first of Cheshvan, just because now it's the 15th of Cheshvan. So can we say arbitrarily started the first of Cheshvan? Why the first of Cheshvan? Why not the first of Tishrei? Why not the first of Elul? So you have to say a certain day, and you cannot say the Chisorin started only today. If you could say the Chisorin started only today, the diminution in Hanami would say, Rav Chisda would say that. But we could not say that, because obviously this diminution has taken has taken place over the course of a considerable time, over many days and weeks and months, this diminution. So in any way we cannot say it happened today since it's Chosav Asoye. So since it cannot say it happened today, only last moment, so why say that it happened yesterday, it happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago? Why not say that it happened 2 months ago? Why not say that it happened a day after the last measure we did that was made? This is the first. All right. So in other words, so the first Loshening case they say is that according to that reason, but we have to remember one thing, that all this might, thesis might be saying only Alibi de Rabchid, not Alibi de Rabune. You see, not Alibi de Rabune, this is the point that the Taz mentions in Hilchos Shchitos. So the first Loshen thesis is saying that Rabchid applies the deal of Tartel and ASA when it's a gradual thing. Machine came by Saki, where it's not a gradual, so then we can rely on the Cheskes HaGuf of the Saki in phase of two races. Of two races. So why is it? But after all, why should we rely on the Cheskes Boduk of the Saki in phase of the Reyesse of Chasiru Paneinu, plus the Reyesse of another Chazoke? The answer is because the cheskas misukon of the sakin, the cheskas bodok of the sakin is the cheskas aguf, and beim chayev becheskasitzar emeres is not the cheskas aguf, it is illegal, it's a cheskas adin. So the cheskas aguf is stronger than cheskas adin. All right. We should be shamed also on Dikla Nila Chosav Asoye Kono. Voi Nishlema, now comes the second time. Yehoche Taime Mishum Deetzem Vadai Kono. Vichri Teime Hoso Name Vadai Kono. Kidom Aroche Kabi Tobal Bolo. Lui Dome, Dimashe Nisasi Ben Sam Nina Hakach, Eze Inzi Vadai Tobal, Dimistom Nisi Minche Nisasi Kono. Haru Hoso, Vashayach Nima Vadai Tobal, Hare Mikve Chose Atol, ואין זו טבילה. ועוד אמרו לי בסומר גם רב איס, ויתור הפת מייסך יוצא, ויתור נעימד הוא לקרב פיזה, ורב תדעת בבת חייסק שירו. So the question is, what over there, why is that more attributable? Then they are בסך שחיתה. So he says, ליב שיקור לבד, אני בעצם של מפרקה של בס חייסק, ליב שברישי נסחוג לי זויה. And this, Mensch drach bolts a mensch to that. Liv shirei is a shigis rogu in zoya, shalui litrek as a sakin bikia mi matrekes, liv shadayim tzolch lishri takhiris, avol bachrein oloi chayish. Now the second version says, so there is a big difference, a fundamental difference between the first version and the second version. According to the first version, Rabchid there applies the din of Tartel Reyesse only when there is a gradual process. But if it's something that happens instantly, if the change in the status quo happens instantaneously, not through a gradual process, then we don't apply the concept of Tartel Reyesse according to the first version. According to the second version, he says, it doesn't make any difference whether the change in the status quo occurs gradually or it occurs instantaneously, it doesn't make any difference. But why don't we apply here the concept of Tartel Reyesse? Because one Reyesse, what's one Reyesse? One Reyesse is that it is Pogum Lefoneim. So then there is a circumstance. There is a first circumstance to which it is more reasonably attributed. So the circumstance of Heter is a more attributable circumstance than the circumstance of Isa. In other words, there are two alternatives. Either it became pogrom through its collision
with the day of Isashchiteh, that's the circumstance of Isa. Or it became pogrom through its collision with the Etzem Afrekis. That's the circumstance of Etra. Which is more likely, which is more reasonable? Of course, the Etzem Afrekis is more, so in the case of Shiva Batsumas Klayim, then it goes without saying that the circumstance of handling Atzomah is a more attributable circumstance than the circumstance of contact with the Yavis Ashrite. But even in the case where he didn't handle Atzomah Klayim, assuming that the Etzem Afrekis is not any harder, any sturdier than the Yom Yisrael. Assuming, some say, because the Etzem Afrekis is harder, it's sturdier. But assuming that it's not hard, that it is just as hard or just as soft. But since that is after the completion of the Shrite, so melee it's more. So then the person is not so on the sheikhat is not so much on guard, is not so alerted as before the completion of the shrite. So maybe that means that that's mafrekes, the circumstance of heter is a more reasonably attributable circumstance than the circumstance of Isa. This is what this is. So according to the second Goshen, Rav Chisda applies, even Rav Chisda applies the concept of Tartel Reyeseh in a case where the change of status quo is instantaneous. But the reason is why here Rav Chisda is made kill is because there is a more reasonably attributable circumstance of Eta than there is a circumstance of it. Die Maschma shebole rabbe is a vudoko shene itela hata yesem leese. O nishane lo la suye so vikshu so vudokos. Ve ava kablu yovi di sho vidores di misto mishochem. Ki derech hasheikhtin u porich maishne ki di tavaye krevim livada ila achsh. So the third teretz is something else. The reason is why Rav Chisda. The reason is why Rav Chisda is made kill is because of Svek Sveiki. That's the reason. First of all, there is a possibility that it became Nivgam in the Etzem Afrekis. And assuming that it was Nivgam in the Yavis HaShrite, it does not necessarily mean that the Shrite was Sholeikin in. Because it's possible to shech the Behemoth with the Sakin Kogu, and still that the Shrite should be a good Shrite. But then you are treading on dangerous ground. But if there is just one gam in the sakin, if the sakin is kulei pogum, let's say that at every spot in the sakin there is an notch. So of course then it's impossible to shecht, to realize the shechita kshelo. But if we, Rav Chisda does not have reference to the case of to such a case where it's kulei pogum, in other words, every spot has an notch. No. It has in one point, it has an notch. But there is plenty of space in the sake to be used exclusive of the notch part. So maybe there is this x-ray. First of all, maybe it wasn't even new. At the time of the Shrita, it wasn't even poor. It didn't even have one gun. And assuming that it had the pgam at the time of the Shrite because of the Nidgam through the Eyobes HaShrite, but maybe he was Sheikhaiti, maybe he realized a good Shrite anyway, because as he was Melech, and maybe So the simonim did not even collide with that God. Does it have to collide with that God? But he doesn't know. I mean, this is something he couldn't determine. Whether it collided, whether the simonim collided, rubbed against the Pgam in the course of the Loch and Avoy. But it's possible that he didn't. So Memegli says, now the Rajbo gives a similar teretz, but something different. Teitzves emphasizes the element of Svexvik. The element of Svexvik. But the Rajbo says something else. Not, it should not be equated with Teitzves because it's different. It's an altogether different longness than thesis. According to thesis, it's on the basis of Svexvik. According to the Rajbo, he says, what does the Gemara mean? Sakim Yisrael, Behema Lo Yisrael. What is it? I mean, what difference does it make whether the Reyes is in the Sakim, but one affects the other, so it shouldn't make any difference whether the Reyes is in the Sakim or in the Behema. What difference does it make? But if you are Sheikhid, Misakim, Pogum, so then the Shkite is not a good Shkite. So maybe that should be considered as a Reyesay in the Behemoth Torah. Make any difference? The answer is, it's no Reyesay. Because it's possible. Sakim Israel. But even though the Sakim is a Pogum, it's still possible to realize a good Shkite in the Behemoth. But you have to be more careful. You have to be exceptional. I mean, in order to make sure that you shouldn't, that the simonim should not rub against the gum spot of the saki. But since it's possible to realize it with shchite, even with the saki, so mele, the gum of the saki is not considered a reyes in the behim. It's not considered a reyes in the behim. Mashenkin by mikveh, so of course, if the mikveh has one drop less than Memsor, so then you couldn't realize a good tefillah in that mikveh. So mimele, it is a reyesay in the person. What is it? What is it? He wants to make a secret message. Well, it's all right, I'll be fools. Tell him to wait. Okay. All right. So this is what the Rajba says. So it's not together different teretz than the teretz that is given by Jesus. It's given by Jesus. Yud, Yud Omid Aleph, the Omid Beis. You know how the Milse, the Omer Rabbonon, Eike Milse Achazok. How do we know this Aloche, that we go with this Chazok? Omer Rab Shmuel Ban Achmeini, Omer Rab Yenison, Omer Kro, V'yotzo hakem in habayis el pesach habayis v'hizir es habayis shivas yomim. So the Torah says that if there is a nega in the bayis, now the Rambam says l'chastum saras eisu pele hoyo b'Yisroel b'zman habayis. I mean, this is not something that happens today, but this was the whole union of nigoyim in the bayis was not a natural event, but that took place bizman habayis, because the hashkoche, there is hashkoche protis all the time. I mean, today too there is hashkoche protis, but ein deime the hashkoche protis that existed bizman b'samigdosh to the hashkoche protis that exists today. It's according to the madrege. So Bizman Abayis, so when Jews started, you know, to be nichshu in the Yisr of Lashon Hora, or in Gassus or Ruach, in arrogance. So the first punishment was that the house, the homes of the Israelites became afflicted with the Nega. And if he didn't do tshuva, so then the Bgodim became afflicted with the Goyim. And then if he didn't do tshuva, so then the Guv became afflicted with the Goyim. But today, I mean, this doesn't happen because there is no such a close supervision now that unfortunately there is a relative hestaponim. So there isn't, even the hestaponim involves Ashgacha Pratis, but not as much as Bizman Bisamidosh. So there is a halacha of Nige Habayis. There is a halacha of Nige Habayis. So the Torah says that if there is a nega in the bayis, then the kohen has to inspect it. And if the kohen sees that the nega in the bayis has the size of a grease of a lentil, so then he has to close the bayis. He has to close the bayis. Shiras yom. V'yotzo hakeim in habayis al pesach habayis v'hizgir es habayis shiras yom. Now, so then it is tummy. It is tummy. Now, it is tummy only if at the time the kohen closes the bayis, it had the shiur grease. But when, let's say, the kohen, let's say, takes a look at the nega in the wall, so then he takes a look at the nega and he makes a determination that it has the size of a grease. But then he walks out. I mean, how does a person walk out? He looks at this wall and he sees there is a size of a grease nega on the wall. Then he turns towards the door and he walks out. So it takes him a minute, half a minute. It takes him some time, let's say a minute, to walk out from the wall where he saw the nega and made his determination to the door. But suppose it would be determined that at the time when he took the last look at the nega, it had the size of a grease. That was, let's say, a minute before 9 o'clock. He closed the door at 9 o'clock. Maybe suppose at 9 o'clock it diminished and there was not a grease, so then the bias wouldn't be done. So the question is, how can we always take it for granted that the nega had the size of a grease at the time he closed the door? When he took the last look at the nega, it was a minute before 9. He closed the door at 9, maybe within that minute, it diminished. Only a mashal has to diminish. The answer is no. We take it for granted that in as much as a minute before 9 or 5 minutes before 9, sometimes it might take him 5 minutes, you know, to walk out. Let's say if it's a very big house, a very big room, so it might even take him 5 minutes to walk out. So if, let's say, 5 minutes before 9, it had the size of a grease, so we assume that at 9 o'clock, when he closed the house, it also had the size of a grease. That's the concept of Gmina Nachazok. Yotza came in Abayi, Yisrael Pesach 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 Abayi. All right, now let's see the Rashi. V'yotza akein v'nefik mikol abayis, v'akein yazgir es adelets, v'yavl gav dikir lemeim adil madin nofik vose, botza lishuri michi gris, v'nim tzo shalo yoneg avishas hezgir, v'in ezgir hezgir lichman diles edome. So it's a raya, we go, posa chazok. Maskiv lo ravache v'yakov, v'dilmo kikin shiyotzo derech achiron. In other words, if, let's say,
He takes a look and he walks the natural way out. So then he cannot see. But suppose he walks derech acherot, derech acherot, he keeps on walking like this. That's not the natural way of walking out. So then, until the moment he closes the door, so he can still keep on looking at the nega. Well, of course, the kohen has to have very good vision. I mean, to be able to determine whether it is, as he walks out and he keeps on looking at the grease, whether it still has the exact size of the grease, you see, because after all, if one does not have perfect vision, he will not be able to be mitzamtzein that with his vision. But it's probably not so difficult to make such a determination. Because true, if you look at the nega for the first time from a distance, you certainly couldn't determine, even if you have perfect vision, whether it has the size of a grease or not. But he looked at the nega before, very close. So he saw the size of it. So then it's not so difficult to determine, if he keeps on walking there, whether there is any diminution of imash or not. So Gemara says, so as he walks out, he can keep on looking. Amale Abaye, shtei tshuvos b'davar. Chode di yitzie derech acherov, lo shmo yitzie. Veit, so there are two tshuvos. One is that yitzie derech acherov is not considered yitzie. So mele here there is a halacha. There is a halacha v'yotzo hakim in Abaye, sel pesach Abaye, that's just a kosher for me. The whole halacha of Nigoyim is not something that can be understood with svar. So it's exeras akoso that the yitzia of the kohen, not only the inspection of the kohen is me'akiv, is indispensable for the tumas abayis. Even the yitzia of the kohen is indispensable for the tumas abayis. So there has to be a yitzia, and the yitzia the rachi of loshma yitzia. So the bayis wouldn't be tome. Wouldn't be tummy. Chole di yitzie derech acherov, lo shmo yitzie. Veit, acherei hadeles ma'ikle meima. So, if the nega is in the acherei hadeles, so then he will not be able to see, even if he walks derech acherov, because within that half minute or doesn't make any difference. The length of time is not important. Because if we don't go, okay. So it doesn't make any difference whether the lapse of time is a day or a year or a day or 5 minutes or a minute or half a minute or a fourth of a minute. So, achiri adeles ma'iklanima. V'chitei mediposa v'kafse. If you opened up windows. So, in other words, as he closes the door, he can look through the window and see whether the nega, that is achir yadeles, has diminished or not. Vatnan, by his offer, in peishim bechaleinis, lirei seim esnik ei. So the halachi is, that the kohen has to be able to inspect the nega in the light of the sun, in the natural light. But if he couldn't inspect it in the natural light, but he's able to inspect it because of artificial light, he lights a candle. So that's not good. So the mele, here in this case, he wouldn't be able to determine that the size of the nega remained intact up to the last moment when he finishes closing the door. When he finishes closing the door outside. So, except for the fact that he constructed there that there are windows. So Meile, that's not considered a good inspection. Now let's see the Rashi and the Torah. So he, if he's able to see through the natural light that comes in through the windows, but he doesn't have to do something in order to see, so then it's all right. But if he has to hope to build a window at that time, you know, after the nega has appeared, he has to build a window or to open a window, even just to open a window, so then it's not a good inspection. So in other words, so Abaye refuted Rav Ache by Yaakov's Asogi and the Raye of Rav Yitzchak. So Omar Rove Dikom Ret Yitzie Derech Acherov Loshmo Yitzie Kim Godobim Akipurim Yechiyach Dichsiv Yitzie Utnan Yotzo Upol Yiterach Knisos. So Yitzie Derech Acherov is also Yitzie. He's also Yitzie. So Mimele, even though the Torah says V'yotlo Akeim Nabayis, Yitzie is an important ingredient in the Tumas Abayis, is a tnai in the Tumas Abayis. But even if the Yitzie is realized Derech Acherov, not in the regular way, it's still a Yitzie. It's still a Yitzie. Und koam rebayi sofer, im peitri dechaleinis, lirin tesnige, hanem mileheched lo yitzchazek, aber im peitri yitzchazek yitzchazek. So in other words, so Rabbi says, that this aloha of Bayit Tofel and Pesel Michalini only implies if it is necessary to do something artificial, let's say to open a window, to build a window after the appearance of the Nega, or just to open a window, to light a candle in order to make the inspection. But here the inspection was already made. So this prerequisite was already fulfilled. Only thing is, maybe diminished. So as far as the determination as to whether it diminished or not is concerned, it doesn't make any difference how it is. It does not even have to be made by the Kain himself. That can be made by anyone. The inspection itself has to be made by the Kain. So mainly we have alochas. But here the inspection was made by the Kohen, and it was made through the natural light without recourse to any artificial devices. But we have a chshoshe, maybe diminished. So as long as we can establish that it wasn't diminished, so then it's all right. I believe it is chazik is chazik. Now, All right. Tanya the Loiker of Akamayak.
Now, let's see what Rashi said here. There is a very big chiddush in Rashi. Tanya de loyka vacha be Yaakov. Di omar de loyka ches kose. Elo biyot zider chachiro. Di chozer le yachat hezgia. Di hoche kotone. Shim holach li beise izgire. Hezgire hezgia. Di hoche baadai. Ich se no gamene u meike le yachazo. So, Rashi says that Ravacha be Yaakov is not meike achazok. The Ramban and the Rashi brought the Achilikan Rashi. And they say, it's not that Ravacha be Yaakov is chili on this din of the chazok. It's not that Ravacha be Yaakov holds the Tenoch and Ame, when the Kayan closes the bayis, so it cannot be considered Tomei unless he walked out there in Chachero and he made sure that the Nega did not diminish within the last few minutes that it spent in walking out of the house. No, Rabbi Yaakov is made it. The bias is Tomei, even if the king did not walk out with the Rechachayon. Why? Because we rely on Chazoke. But Rabbah Abba Yaakov only was massive against Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison learns out the din of Chazoke. From this posik, so he says, from this posik we cannot learn out. But there is no doubt that there is a law in it. Some kind of halacha. There is no doubt. But if we can learn it out from this posik, so then it's a law in Mishum Sinai. But this din of halacha was certainly mikubal in Mishum Sinai. The question is there a mokeir in the Torah explicitly? So Rabbi Yehuda deduces it from the posik. So Rabbi Chaya Yaakov says, you cannot learn, deduce it from the posik, because as far as this posik is concerned, you can apply this zirasakoto of the zirasabai shivas yomim to a case where the kayan walks out derech achirot, and even in the nega is achirei at the rest, where he opens up a window and he looks. There is a window and he opens up a window and he looks as he closes the door outside. So you cannot deduce from the posik. But Rabbi Yaakov is made it. That there is a loch of Chazoke. But it's not deduced from that posik, so it's a loch of Mishum Sinai. But this is what Rabban and Rashi say. But Rashi says no. Rashi says, Tani do it Rabbi Yaakov. Yom Adonai Kiachat Kosek. El Obiyot Derech Achim. Yes, we are. So then we have to understand. So what does it mean? According to Rabbi Yaakov, there is no a loch of Chazoke. I mean, how is that? I mean, so many halachas are based upon the concept of chazoke. I mean, the concept of chazoke is not a controversial question. All right, but we'll soon see. Tanya doi chalacha b'yakob. Yo tzakeh nabai. Yo chil yeitzim yisir beisim yadzir. So Rashi says, yo chil Yehele Rishus Leilech with the Beisei, Vivaruzei, Vilizgir Adel. Now the question is, if he goes to his house is far away, so how can he close this house when, if he didn't close it when he walked out, how can he close it when he, how can he close it when he's already in his own house? I mean, he has to be near the house in order, near the door, in order to close it. So Rashi says, the Gemara means, Yochen Yehle, the Shus Lelach with your baby, say, Vilam Zeya, Vilizya, Adal. In other words, maybe it's all right lechatchile to walk out of the house and go to his house, okay, and then come back and then close it. So Marshal Higiaka, Iname al Bechevel Oru, Kishoyo, Beisei Tomo Kishoyo. in other words. Or, let's say, suppose he has a device whereby he can close the house, by standing in his own house, which is far away, let's say, to the heaven. I mean, today, when such a thing is an electric eye, I mean, so he can close the door by pressing the button, so you can, by pressing the button here, you can close the door across the street. So it does the same thing like travel all. What difference does it make? What kind of a device it is? All right. So Yochei, Gelich with your base saving up here, Talmud Reima, Adol Pesach Abai. No, you cannot do that. E Pesach Abai, Yochel Yami Tachas Amashkel Yadkir. So maybe this is why that he is required to stand under threshold beneath the mashkel and close it. So Talmud Reima Min Abai, Achigei Tzim in Abai Skolei. So the halacha is that when he closes the door, he cannot stand at the threshold under the lintel, under the mashkel, and close. But he has to walk out of the house completely. So tachas hamashkel, if under the lintel, under the threshold, is still considered as an extension of the house. An extension of the house if it's tachas hamashkel. And here the halacha is that he has to go out the whole house. The whole house. Okay, so in the Tzadah Mashkel, near the threshold, but not on the threshold itself. So that's the Lechatchile. That's Lechatchile. So Lechatchile is not supposed to be the incumbent upon the king that he should not go to his house and close the family's house. Or even to go to his house and then come back again and close. The mitzvah lechatchila incumbent upon the kohen, the moment he walks out of the hole, he shoots from the house. Even outside of the threshold, then he has to close. But suppose he didn't conform to that lechatchila, he went to the house, and then he came back and closed it. Or even if he didn't come back and close it, he closed it, let's say, through a long heather, through a long heather, or through an electric eye. I mean, the other problem that could be in connection with the electric eye is that perhaps if you close it through an electric eye, so maybe it's gone, so then it's not, it's still a survival of your. But why should it be considered as trauma? I mean, it's immediate, it's not something, when you press the button, so it's not that you have to wait a few minutes until the door will close. I mean, the door closes immediately, so it's probably not even a trauma. So that is also like that. When I use Shimolach with your face, it's here. So here, as you say, Holach basically is here, I'll be heavy long, to show your basic summer with John. That's the reason that why the Marshal was Magia in the Havami of the Lord also enough, in order to harmonize it with what Rashi says here. So I'll be heavy long, can show it's a basic summer with John. The basic summer with John. So Rashi mentions basic summer with John, because if it's far away, so then the Hevelor, so you couldn't do it with Hevelor. I mean, it's unusual, but that is where electric eye, so it can be even if it's far away. So the everyday dollar, she is here in Mutra Talmud Lema, the Yitzhira Sabayis Mikoma. So So it's a raya against Ravach Abayah. It's against Ravach Abayah. Now this is the raya that Rashi has from the Gemara that according to Ravach Abayah, so we don't rely on Chazok. And the Kohen can only declare the Bayis domain. If he walks out there, Hachirov. But if he doesn't walk out there, Hachirov, if he walks out in the natural way with his back toward the wall, so then he's not in a position. He's not in a position to look. So then the bias is not on. This is the raya, because otherwise, if we are going to say like the Ramban and the Rashi, that Rav Acha ben Yaakov is made, that we rely on Chazoke, but Rav Acha ben Yaakov standing his own, you cannot deduce it from that pasuk, because as far as that pasuk is concerned, you could say there is no Chazoke, and this aloche of Liyah Bayit applies to the case where he walks out and Chachayov. So then, why does the Gemara say, Tanya Rav Acha ben Yaakov, Rav Acha ben Yaakov is also made that you don't have to walk the Rechachayov, from the Rechachayov. But it's, you don't learn out from this process. So the answer is, that's the Raya of Rashi. But what will the Ramban and the Rashi say? No, very simple. True, Rav Acha ben Yaakov is made our demons, that we go with Chazoke, so Mele, the Kayan can declare the bias domain, even if he doesn't walk out the Hachirov, because we have a halacha in Sinai that we go with Chazoke. But here the bias says, learns out from the posuk, v'yotzo hakeyin min habayis, so that he saw. So the Braise learns out from this posuk that even if the Kayan goes to his own home, which is, let's say, a block away from this Braise domain, and he closes the Braise domain, the Braise and the Nega, so it's all right. Now, if the Kayan and the Braise learns it out from the posuk here, so that means that in this posuk it is mucha, that the Kayan doesn't have to see that it's not an image. That's the right of the Gemara, like Rav Acha ben Yaakov. Rav Acha ben Yaakov, so what will Rav Acha ben Yaakov do? So Rav Acha ben Yaakov, so how can we learn out from this posuk, let's say, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, and according to Rashi, how can Rav Acha ben Yaakov say that the bias is only Kayan, can only declare the bias as Tomei, only if he walks out of Rachirov? Here the bias says that even if he closes the bias to a Hevel Oruch, so it's still Tomei. So the answer is no, it's possible to close the bias, to a Hevel Oruch, and to make a determination that the Nega was not diminished. Let's say his bias is a block away, because he has 100 people lined up. 100 people lined up, and they all stand, you know, one next to the other, and the one that stands near the door and looks and is in a position to look whether the Nega diminished or not. So he tells the one that stands next to him and that one tells the other one until the message is conveyed. So the male, you know, can the kaime dore the gavre vamre can the koikoi. That means the same thing would be, let's say, if there is a telephone. And then he calls him up, and through the telephone, he tells the kid, who is already in his house, a block away, that the next guy is not in it. Now, can the kind of door of the gabbler, who are you doing in the lifty, the rear, the market, the zevi, the leze, and the kid in the low button? Now, the question is, how, what to, what Rav Acha ben Yaakov do with all of Shas is full, with halachas that are based upon the well-established principle of Samchina Chazoke. So what do it? Rav Achba Yaakov would think along those Gemores, I mean, all of Miseches Nida is based on that, and Miseches Chul, I mean, in Zvochim, I mean, what not, and in Ksubes, I mean, so many Mishnayos and so many prices, I mean, that are based upon the principle of Chazoke. Is it conceivable that Rav Achba Yaakov will be chilek along these Mishnayos and prices? It's impossible. So the Chiddush Yaran, in our Gemara, he mentions the Rambam Shite and Rashi Shite, and then he said, I mean, that's to explain Rashi Shite. Boy, at the end, in the Chiddush Yaran, he literally rima, he chit tamchil lachazoke, dav kehiche de lo yefshe, avol di yefshe loy, the apple gavs will come on maskino in the ruge, we shone along in the epshel of the epshel, dilma bechazoke shone along. So kaimu on ruge bechazoke ruge on. We hear ochi koma. She zot za hakeim na abayi, shmaino in tamchil na chazoke, afilu heiche de epshel. So, el vada hani tanyi mishu yitzi da rachei of los mo yitzi ebayi, lo yitzi abayi אבל יעקב מהבה אדלאב מסתחזו כקלאו מהירה אלוכי דיגאי מתור דיגאו חגב לשעת שעת ילידו מישהו יוצא עקים את הבית so he says of course רבחה ביעקב הוא מיד רבחה ביעקב הוא מיד את המחיל החזו that הלוכי is מיקור there is no doubt all the shilers you know some חזו כמנובו that's established, that's because, but the Gemara is just trying to find out whether there is any mocking in the Torah explicit, whether there is or not. But the din is a din, I mean, that din is Mikubal Amish Misina. So, Chazoke, of course, is a well established principle, there is no doubt, no machlokes. But, according to Rabbi Innocent, and we pass like Rabbi Innocent, so we learn out that Chazoke, that we go with Chazoke, in every case we go with Chazoke, in every case. So, because we learn it out from Yotzakim Nabai, so this Rabbi is Rabbi Shivat Yom. According to Rabbi Chaba Yaakov, so we don't learn it out from that posik. So in Melech, there is a halacha of Tamchil Chazoke. But according to Rabbi Chaba Yaakov, when do we go with Chazoke if it's lo yefsher? There is no other way. But if it's yefsher, so then, we certainly, if it through Yevshia, then Rabbi Chaim Yaakov is also made that we go with Chazoke. So maybe according to Rabbi Yaakov, so we don't rely on Chazoke in regard to the Abayis, because they are in Yevshia. This Yevshia, how is it Yevshia? By the Kayan walking out of Rachel. So that's the Shite of, according to Rashi, so we say that's Rashi Shite also. Rashi Shite is that according to Rabbi Chaim Yaakov, if it's possible to make an ethical determination without recourse to Chazoke, so then midraise we don't feel like Chazoke. So, but where it's impossible to make an absolute determination without recourse to Chazoke, then Chavad Abba Yaakov is also made that we go with Chazoke. So mainly all these Gemores that mention that we rely on Chazoke, so Chavad Abba Yaakov agrees with all these Mishnayos and Braises, because they are Tzvoyev Sheh. But in the case of Nigi Abayis, according to Chavad Abba Yaakov, there is Efsher. So mainly, since it's Efsher to make an absolute determination that the Nega has not diminished at the time when he closes the door, without relying on Chazoke, so we don't rely on it. This is what the Rambam says. All right. Now let's see. But, so that means that it is clear that in regard to Chazoke, Rabbi Achava Yaakov says that we only rely on Chazoke in the right if it's for Efsha. But if it's Efsha to be Mivarah without resorting to Chazoke, so then Midiraisi, we don't rely on Chazoke. Now, in the Machlekes Rishayim, whether by rule, if Efsha is Mivarah, whether we are mechuyev to be Mivarah, lechatchila or not. So that's only a question. Some Rishayim say, we don't even have to be Mivarah lechatchila. Some Rishayim say, we do have to be Mivarah lechatchila. But even according to the that we have to be Mivarah, it's only Rabbonon, it's only Mivarah, it's not Eved. Masha'inkin here, according to Rabbi Achava Yaakov, vis-à-vis Chazoke, so if it's actually Mivarah, so then we don't rely on Chazoke, even there, with Raif. That this is according to Rabbi Achava Yaakov. This is according to Rabbi Achava Yaakov. But with the past Rabbi Achava Yaakov, and only Rashi says so. I mean, the Rabban and Rashi go ahead. All right, the thing. We do not have enough in the law, say, but I wish you. In the action, he can move on the hoche, the he can use the hazoke, you know, hoche, Tommy, and Sophie, the Sophie, too, is a yoke, say, Tommy, the whole Indian Tommy, Kine, Akosu, I feel I have a wish with a rabbi, but now it comes again. So this is that he reacts. He is a mukach loch. He can do it. Has to say, you know, how can he be so? If he's so, he's too much. He's not your son. So how can we learn it out? So now comes the third. The third is that he the toy is in time in the fire, even if there will be sleeping. Usually you don't have sleeping. But suppose you have three people. Suppose you have three people. So usually when the Kayan comes to look at the Nega, just the Kayan is there. No one else, but you can have more than the Kayan. You can have many people there in the body. You see, at the time when the Kayan walks out of the body. So the whole Yantiliakoti, after you have a Shusarabi, she needs the Harb of the Order. Vafim Dova Shem Bidas Mishoel. So then the Aloche did it. So then the Aloche did it. That it's Sveikitoria. That the Aloche is that it's Sveikitoria. Still, Mitzab Sofik to it. But here it's Tomek. Why? Because we rely on Chazak. Avokot. Itein Achim Chazak Kereyes. Avokot Chazak Kereyes. Tati של גומו, איך עוד משניים של עצמו, ודאי, ושסרבי, ויתר שני ימים חתם חזוק, כהי גב למינון, אז הוא נבות חזוק, תעשה, but suppose we can direct, תנסעתי של גומו, וכנך עוד משניים של עצמו, so ודאי ושסרבי, ויתר שמי ימיתם חזוק כהייגב מלמרוד או מגעזים הם בו את החזוק. So how do we know now? It's a deep portion that we rely on חזוק even when there is a rain. Not only do we rely on חזוק when there is a rain. even when the reason is good, we also rely on Hazon. We also rely on Hazon. So now the Aloha is, now the Gemara is vomit. The Gemara is vomit says that if now is an elbow part of the top. So if, let's say, Ruben was married to Sorach Bas Osher, his brother Osher. Ruben, the brother of Osher, was married to Sorach, the daughter of his brother Osher. He's allowed to marry Bas Osher. And then he had another wife. He had another wife, Rochel. So then, if Ruben died, so certainly Sorach is not Kuko to Osher. She's his daughter. So not only Sorach is not Skuko to Osher, but even Rochel, the Torah of Sorach is not Skuko to Osher either. Oh, so, but the Chulon Shehoyopen, the Chulon Shehoyopen, so the Mishnah says, so the Mishnah says, the Chulon Shehoyopen, Sofi Kedushi, so the Mishnah says, the Chulon Shehoyopen, Sofi Kedushi, Chulon Shehoyopen, Sofi Kedushi, so Chulon Shehoyopen, Sofi Kedushi, so the Gemara has a kasha. Why does it say only the Chulon Shehoyopen? What does it mean, Sofi Kedushi? Sofi Kedushi means, but you don't have any more one. The Chulon, that's what I'm going to say. The Chulon Shehoyopen Yidushin, Koyotirish in the Tzofit, Harei Lo Atzoret Chilut Yisro Yisiyam. Keit Atzofit Yidushin, Zohak Lo Yidushin Tzofit Korot, Lein Tzofit Korot Vod. Zehu Tzofit Yidushin. Tzofit Yerishin, Kota Bechtav, Yodeh Vein Lo Beidin. Yeish Eloidin Vein Yizman. Yeish Yizman Vein Yizman. Zehu Tzofit Yerishin. Vivu Bidirishin Tzofit Korot, Lein Tzofit Korot Vod, Lein Tzofit Korot Vod, Lein Tzofit Korot Vod, let's say, suppose Reuben was married to Sora Bas Osher, his brother. And he had another wife, Rochel. And so then when Reuben died, so even Rochel is Turm Nachlit Nayim. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that suppose that the Nidua get two Sorach in his lifetime before he died. The Nidua get two Sorach and the get fell Sofi Korot Vod, Sofi Korot Vod. So then, and then Reuben died. The Trochel, he's collected all his government. That's the Mishnah that he said. So, Omar Rabbe, Ishel Zubi Cheskat Eta Ushukime, Umisof Ikato Bolei, for Alta Atreno Misof. So in other words, so Rabbe says, that he's such a king, so she's not related to Lodis Yabenet. Rochel would be Muteret Ushuk. Anyone would be allowed to marry Rochel when Ruby dies, without Rochel getting Chlitze from Osher. Why? Because if it's something, there is something else. In other words, if we knew that the get fell, Korei's lay, so then she wouldn't be in Russia. If she wouldn't be in Russia, so that means that Sorach was not in Russia. So at the time when Reuben died, So Ochil was Tzorach Seor, because Tzorach did not become divorced. If we knew that the get fell called a law, so then she would not be Nifya Benet, because she would not be, if it fell called a law, so then she would be Nifya Benet if it fell called a law. So the time when Rubin died, so Tzorach was not his wife. So Rochel was not his Tzorach self. But we don't know whether the get fell called a lay or called a law. Now, in the lifetime of Reuven, so Rochel was, I mean, before he threw the get. Before he threw the get. So then she was, for a number of years, before he threw the get to Tzorach. So Rochel was a Tzorach self. So I said, for 5 years, 5 years after he married Rochel, he threw a get. And then a year later, he died. And that get fell correctly, correctly. So for 5 years, so Rochel was the medes in Cheskas Hetal Yishuv. Because she was destined to be Muteres Yishuv upon the death of her husband. Because she was a Torah Selva. Now the question is, whether the Cheskas Hetal Yishuv was Foka or not. So we rely on Chazoke, so maybe she is allowed to get married Yishuv without getting Chlitz. Now, here there is certainly a reality. And still Rabbi says that vis-a-vis the Yisra Reise of getting married Yishuv, we rely on the Chazoke, even though there is a reality. Because he did throw her again. So there is a possibility that the get fell called a law, not called a blame. Now, if it fell called a law, so then she was, if it fell called a law, so then the she was migoreshes. So Tzorach was migoreshes before Reuven died. So when Reuven died, So Rochel was not the Tzorach Selva. And still the lion has okay, and we say that she doesn't have to take quit. So we see that the lion has okay even when there is a reyes saying the has okay, like the throwing of the get. So this is kashi is, how do we know that we rely on the rises? And right in respect to the rises, and has okay even when there is a reyes saying the has okay. Even when the reyes has okay. ויש לי מה דוח נאמה יש רי יסגדל ואפל גב דשתקה שחוס על החשיבו אפל הוכל למתאר ולמפריע כל איסם שנכניסו לבייס במייסק. So here there is this Zeres HaKosuf as reference to a case where there is a reyese in the Chazok Itu. Because when the Torah says, Yotza Akim na Bayis, of Pesach HaBayis, Yizgeres HaBayis, Shivas Yomim, so then it is Tomei, even if, let's say, the Kayan closed the door of the Bayis on Sunday. And then, on Friday, so the Kayan enters the Bayis, and he finds out that the grease was diminished. The Nega was diminished, he doesn't have the size of the grease. But on Sunday morning, when he closed the Bayis, so then he inspected, and he saw, before he started to walk out of the Bayis, He saw that it had the size of the grease. Even though now on Friday he sees that it was already diminished. And the question, so even in such a case, the halacha is that it remains stomach. That the bias remains stomach. Now in this case we have a reyes saying in the chazoke. So and even in such a case where we have a reyes saying, the Torah says that it is stomach. So that means that we rely on chazoke even when there is a race. ויש לי מהדוח הנאמה יש לי הישג דלת ואף על גב נשתק השחוס על החשיבו אף לא חלו עם תאר למפריע כל איסם שנכניס לבית ומייס ומי הוא קושק ומי הוא קושק יחח מילסה דם ילמית ושנים דלמים זה חוסר ושעקינו מחזוק למקווה
אמינו מדב ושתומה ומשומה מתומה הולכס כל סי והריחוסר לפני אחו והכנעה מהבו למימר דשאפקינו חס כסלגע ואז ליבם בוסה גברי דהיקמינו בחס כסטארי והריחוסר לפני אחו So this is the kashi. Why do we say? Now, here we say that this is a kosuk implies that even in the case where the nega, after the Shiva Yomi, is chosal lefonein, it's less nekis. We still rely on the chazokim. Because we say, true now, it's a little less than tenefis. But the question is, on Sunday morning, when we close the door, was it already less than, or at that time it was still intact? So we say at that time it was still intact, but there was a loch of tadal reyesay. So just as we say that in Egypt. So we say that it's vadai tomei kol parish nasal gab of his tomei. Why? Because we have here a that we have the cheskas tomei of the gav, and then we have we also have the cheskas shalom of the mikveh, but it's against the cheskas shalom of the mikveh. So first of all, we have one reyese, the cheskas tomei of the gav or of the keli, and then we have the reyese that is the mikveh is chaser olfanim. So here too. Why do we rely on the Cheska Sholem of the Greeks? We have two reyeses. First of all, we have the reyese of the Cheska Stoyer of the Gavre. Now, certain people enter the house. Certain Kalim were placed in the house. So why are we coming all the Kalim and all the people that enter the house? But they have the Cheska Stoyer. Before they enter the house, they are certainly Toyer, the Kalim or the people. So we have one reyese is the cheskas toyer of the gavre of the keile. So that's a reyese against the cheskas sholeim of the gris. And then the nega is chasiro lefaneinu. So it's tartel reyese. So just as over there, because of the tartel reyese, so it's tomei b'teras vadai. So here, because of the tartel reyese, it should be toyer b'teras vadai. That's the discussion. Teisus here doesn't give a teretz. Teisus in Ide gives a teretz. And what is Teisus teretz in Ide? Teisus teretz in Ide is that base on the base. So he says the yesh leima because adrade neime hoso maria hoso anegal lepanecho veiki gavu bechesvestare kit koma roche gavu mikvel mitame vadat. So just as over there we say tatal reyese to be mitame. So here we should say Tatal Reyes to be retired the Gavre that entered the house. V'yesh leima, v'gavi mikveh v'gilus l'ischaser miyat miyat, u'l'kach ikel leima v'mikore choser, avu anega v'gilus l'ischaser l'vasachas poches mikveh gris, v'kach amvinon hosom hashtu l'choser, v'ike anega v'ches kasholim v'tziaskeim nabayis, וכשתים מהכנס הבייס אף נשחס חנגה הכן כינים שנכנס זה כזה עושה כוסופו שהבייס לא מייצ'ים את הכנים בסביב שבוע מתארץ So in other words, this teretz is similar to one of the תרוצים that Teisves mentioned a few עמוד אלה the last Teisves So one teretz is the שענה עושם דיקל נעים החוסה בעשוי דיקום החוסם So how did we explain it? We explained that the cheskes aguf is stronger than cheskes adin. So mimele, so that's the reason as to why Rav Chisdeh relies on the cheskes bodok of the sakin in face of tartel reyese. Why? Because true, as against vis-a-vis the cheskes aguf, the cheskes sholem of the sakin, the cheskes bodok of the sakin, he has the cheskes adin of behemo v'chayeo b'cheskes and then the sakin is pogum lefoneinu. So yes, there are two flaws in the cheskas aguf of the sakin. But cheskas aguf is so much stronger than cheskas adin that in spite of tatel reyese, Rav Chisdeh says that the cheskas aguf prevails over the cheskas adin. Cheskas adin. So here too, So and the reason as to why by mitzvah we don't say the same thing, that mitzvah shninda means a choser. So we should say it should be vaday toya, because we have a cheskas haguf of the mitzvah, a cheskas shleimo. The answer is because there it's a gradual process. So we cannot say only the last minute it became diminished, because a mikveh doesn't click out in one split second. It's a gradual process. Masheikin we got the sacking, so the gap takes place in an instant. So b'meile we say, in spite of the tartar reyese, but the cheskes, it has a cheskes aguf, a cheskes sholei. Now it's popular with aneinu. So the question is, when did it become pogum? Did it become pogum when it came in contact with the Yabisa Shrite, or did it become pogum when it came in contact with the Etzem Afrekes? So we say, since it becomes pogum in 1 second, the question is, which second? So we postpone it. And the same thing is true of the Nega. So here in the Nega, So we say, even though now it's less than a grease, but the transition from a grease to less than a grease is a split second. So in Meile, we rely on Cheskes Aguf. Masheinkin by Mikveh, so by Mikveh, if the Mikveh, when it was measured in Nisi, would have had exactly Memsor, and now when we measure it in Tishrei, So it is just a little less than one stemenso, then in Chaname, then we wouldn't say Tatal Reise. But mikveh, whenever we make a mikveh, so we don't prepare the mikveh so that it should have just exactly memso. Because a mikveh always leaks out. So when the mikveh d'altzeh was probably 80 so in this, now we see that it's 20 so. So that couldn't have taken place in a split second. It had to take place gradually. So we cannot apply the cheska sholim of the mikveh and say that only now it leaked out. After all, it couldn't have become diminished only today. It must have started to leak out some time ago. The question is, when? So we are not at liberty to say, only the last few days it started to leak out. So we say that it became choser at the very beginning. So kol tarish and asa al gabo, at meyel and afreya. Now, we'll go in there and we'll say tilling. We have to say tilling for Mazovsky, and we have to say tilling for Winsbinner, and so we'd say tilling, and I would ask everybody not to leave, because both of them have operations today. Now, what I just want to mention, that the vacation will be during the Hanukkah. Now, immediately after the Hanukkah vacation, so there'll be a b'chine on all of the Gemara of Chum that we learned, and right after that b'chine we'll start the Shrit. So the next thing we discussed is the Pesach, the Afyudam Beis. Afyudam Beis, the first Teisves, the Dibramasr, Dilma, the Nofik, was a bottle issue. So Teisves, as the Kashi, or Miu Koshe, the Hachmin, say, Damiel, and Mikve, Sheminda, Teisves Kashi was, how do we know that we rely on Chazoke even when there is a race? Even when there is a race, because the case of Nidya Bais, so then there is no race. There is no race. So maybe that's why we rely on Chazoke. But where there is a race, maybe we don't rely on Chazoke. So Teisa says that by Nidya Bais there is also a case where there is a race. Suppose Lach HaShivo, he finds out that it was less than a grease. So we are not mitarim afreya. Kol eisam shenichnas levayz v'meyeskeya. Why? Because we say only Achshav Ushenechsero. But at that time, at the time of the Hezgeah, so it wasn't Chaseiro yet. So then Teisa Sikasha, Umi Koshe, Dach Nilse, Dami, Mikash, Nidalum, Zachoseh, Nishapkino, Lechazoke, Dimikrim, Tamino, Ligabre, Shetobal, Mishum Hamri, Tome, Alchaskose, Barachosel, Ponecho, Vachaname, Havu, Mima, Nishapkino, Cheskas, Nega, Vazdino, Vazagabre, the Itminan, the Cheskastare, Barachosel, Ponecho, Chosel, Ponecho. So in other words, so in this case, the Kayan inspected the bites and he saw that there was a nega the size of a grease. And then he closed the door. But he closed the door after the inspection, a few minutes after the inspection. And then we say Shivo, it was Chaseiro the nega. So the halacha is, so even in such a case, the Torah says that all those who are in the body is satan. Even though there is a Meitzuhur only for Neinu. Now, but we say that it became Chaseiro after the Hezgeah, not at the time of the Hezgeah. Not at the time of the Hezgeah. So Tesis Kashi is, why do we say, rely on Chazok in such a case? It should be analogous to the case of Mikveshin Indal Mitzuchoseh. So we say Tadal Reyeseh. So here too we have Tadal Reyeseh. Because just as Gami Mikveh. So we say that it's Vadai Tomei. Why is Vadai Tomei? Because as against the Chazokim, the Cheskashleim of the Mikveh, we have two Reyeses. First of all, the Mikveh itself is Chaseiro. And then the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavro of the Kelim. So here too. Here we have it, here we should say it likule. We should say it likule. Tatel reyese. Because the as against the cheskas, sholem of the grease, of the neg, when he made the inspection, before he closed the door, so it was the nega was not a chose, it was a sholim. So as against, so how can we rely on that cheska sholim of the nega? But we have two reyeses. First of all, it's chaseiro lefaneinu. Now we see that it's less than a grease. And then we have the cheska stoyer of the gavre that entered the bais, or the kelim that were placed in the bais. So we have Tadal Reyes, so just as we say over there, Tadal Reyes Lechumre, so we should say here, Tadal Reyes Lekule. Tadal Reyes Lekule. Now, so from this thesis, it's a Rayim Mifureshis, that the halacha of Tadal Reyes, Mikve Sheninda, Vinim Zochosea, so called Tarish Nasa Al Gabo of his Meis, it's considered Vadei Tomei because of Tadal Reyes, that's a Raisin Galoch. Not in the Rabbanim Galoche, because the Chuvis Bach says